We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, kind-hearted viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani Tapiracuay, channel 30. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erzenet City, channel Z26 on Alha Tenger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Chimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Seling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhaul Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Alha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotuth, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable, channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, France donates €32 million to enhance the supply of clean water in Aulac or Vietnam. In environmental news, India inaugurates a rice variety that does not require cooking. In veg news, 35 authors contribute to a book launched by the European Vegetarian Union. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 24th, is the Independence Day of Estonia, celebrating its founding as a republic in 1918. Located in Eastern Europe between Latvia and Russia, Estonia's historic center of Tallinn, which dates back to the 13th century, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Tallinn is the capital of Estonia and is one of the oldest cities in Northern Europe, featuring well-preserved medieval structures. The Vilsandi National Park contains 160 islands and is an international bird sanctuary with more than 250 avian species. May the fine people of Estonia have an enjoyable Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Haiti. On Sunday, February 21st, Haitian President René Préval announced that the fatalities from the massive 7.0 January earthquake may be as high as 300,000. Meanwhile, over a million remain homeless and in need of medical attention and aid. Concern for the thousands of vulnerable orphan children is also mounting.
In concern for Haiti's affected people, Supreme Master Qinghai has thus far donated $94,000, asking as well that our association members go to help, as she highlighted the need for medical and surgical expertise, pain medication, and most recently, waterproof tents to shelter the homeless.
Combined with contributions from our global association members, the total emergency aid is $422,000 to date, which could acquire $15 million in supplies if purchased in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living. With most covering their own travel expenses, our global association members have been arriving from different nations to extend much-needed aid to the Haitian people.
With new shipments of soy protein and cooking equipment just received at the base in Carrefour, our association's relief team will be able to continue serving vegan meals to the patients and staff at two hospitals, as well as quake-affected communities. The local Red Cross has also requested that the team provide food for 400 other patients sorely lacking food in order to help them heal faster. Meanwhile, the first truckload of 900 tents is being prepared for distribution to homeless families, with many more coming soon. In addition, over the past week, the relief team also distributed basic food supplies to four orphanages in the Port-au-Prince area, benefiting about 1,000 orphaned and disadvantaged children.
Je remercie le maître Qinghai pour ce don, pour cette nourriture qui est très importante pour les enfants parce que sans nourriture, on ne peut pas vivre, surtout avec ces gens qui vont à l'école, qui vont à la profession technique, dans les ateliers. Il faut avoir quelque chose quand même pour avoir un bon esprit. Alors, nous disons merci à toute cette équipe, au maître Qinghai aussi, qui a pensé à nous pour donner ce don, ce grand cadeau.
Gratefulness to the governments, organizations, and volunteering individuals working to assist the Haitian people. We are also thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring support and our association members for their dedicated work. May the victims recover in safety and wellness as such disasters are lessened through our greater consideration of the environment.
Malaysian fires burn thousands of hectares. As a dry spell has loomed over Borneo Island's Sabah state for the past month, wildfires have been spreading and now have scorched thousands of hectares of farmland and forests. With some flames that have been controlled, the Kuala Penyu and Beaufort districts have seen extensive crop damage. Meanwhile, in the south of Peninsular Malaysia, fires continue to burn more than 100 hectares of forest land in Pengerang, Johor, with some 40 firefighters working to contain the blaze. We are thankful, Malaysian fire personnel, for your courageous efforts. Our prayers for everyone's safety and that such damaging conditions are minimized as we step mindfully toward better stewardship of the planet.
Formosa or Taiwan and Tonga jolted by earthquakes. On February 22nd, a 6.0 magnitude tremor struck 100 miles east of Su'ao in northeastern Formosa's Ilan County. That same day, a series of five tremors up to 6.0 in magnitude shook the island nation of Tonga, with the largest occurring 185 miles southwest of Nuku'alofa. Fortunately, no damage, injury, or tsunami alert were reported for any of these events. We are relieved to know of the safety of the Formosan and Tongan residents. May such disturbing events subside as humanity hastens to adopt lifestyles that stabilize our Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Movie stars shine at the BAFTA Awards. Hollywood and British film stars and filmmakers alike were honored on Saturday, February 20th, in the annual British Academy of Film and Television Arts, or BAFTA, awards held in London, United Kingdom. Also honored during the ceremony was His Royal Highness Prince William of Wales, who said that he was thrilled to be appointed BAFTA's new president.
Sweeping the evening's awards was the American film The Hurt Locker, with six wins, including Best Film, Best Director, Original Screenplay, Cinematography, Editing, and Sound. Young Oscar and Golden Globe nominated Britton Carey Mulligan received Best Actress for her role in An Education, with Best Actor going to Academy Award nominated British actor Colin Firth for A Single Man. Meanwhile, the American box office film Avatar won for production design and special visual effects, and the BAFTA Best Animated Film Award went to the American movie Up, which also received top honors for best music.
Our accolades for your cinematic accomplishments, awardees, as we also wish Your Royal Highness the best in your new role. May the talented contributions of all participants continue delighting audiences across the globe.
Reduced U.S. meat intake in recent years. The United States Food and Drug Administration has released data showing that the total number of land animals slaughtered in the U.S. has been slowly declining since 2008. The year 2009 saw a 6% decrease from $10.3 billion in 2008 to $9.6 billion in 2009, even though there was an increase in human population over the same time period. This means nearly 700 million animals' lives were spared. We are very glad to know of this life-saving progression. Blessed be all who join such a trend for the benefit of our health, the environment, and our cherished animal co-inhabitants.
Pig factory farm threatens health for generations. Those who have experienced the construction of industrial-scale animal farms near their homes share a grave set of health, environmental, and social detriments. For Ms. Joanne Dion and others in a Quebec, Canada community, much of their lives have become consumed with defending themselves and fellow citizens from the harmful effects of the farm's pollution.
I was hoping I could get this river cleaned up before I died. I was hoping. Until I heard about the pig farm. And when I heard about the pig farm, I said, no way. It's impossible. They won't let it happen. They can't do that. And they did.
The pig factory farm that was installed in 2006 contained 5,800 pigs, nearly double the town's human population. The untreated waste pouring from the barns was so massive that the river often turned brown for days and was restricted from swimming.
We did a lot about municipal and industrial pollution, but agricultural pollution is very bad and it's getting worse.
The toxic substances emitted by the concentrated pig barns into the surrounding waterways include antibiotics, artificial hormones, pesticides, and even deadly pathogens. Ms. Dion and her husband, Mr. Tim Yeatman, formed a group that attempted to protect public health by shutting down the operation, and in the process they learned to test for bacteria in the water. He explained the results from testing one farm neighbor's well.
We did test his well, and we did determine that they had not just coliform in their well, they had E. coli in their well. E. coli is what can kill you.
Another afflicted neighbor, who asked to be anonymous, described how his family had been affected by the unbearably suffocating stench exuded by the rotting carcasses and feces.
Ben, on peut pas respirer, c'est de l'ammoniaque. On manque d'air. On a vu des journées où il fallait quitter. On quitte le matin, on vient le soir quand les vents ont changé de côté.
Another impact of pig factory farms is evident in the worldwide swine flu pandemic, which originated in their filthy and intensive confinement conditions. The virus continues to severely sicken and cause deaths in children and younger adults more than older persons. With only some countries keeping records, fatalities most recently rose to 209 in Thailand, 1,337 in India, 32 in Oman, and at least 100 in the Czech Republic. However, experts say that these are only a fraction of actual cases.
Our appreciation for the brave voices of the Canadian residents as we share in grief and sorrow with all who have been directly and indirectly affected by these inhumane animal farming practices. Let us minimize these tragic effects as we opt instead for the wholesome and vital organic vegan lifestyle.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the alternative living flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food.
Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig's disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Young teen catches 2-year-old tumbling from window. while Carrie Clevenger was skateboarding with his friend outside the Jameson house in Texas, USA, 2-year-old Cannon Jameson called out from the second floor window above. He didn't seem to hear as Carrie suggested that he stand back from the window. As he continued pressing his face against the screen, it suddenly gave way and Cannon came flying out of the window. Looking up as he fell, Carrie was miraculously able to catch the toddler unharmed. Speaking humbly of his actions, 14-year-old Carrie said, "I guess God just had me at the right place at the right time." Our heroes salute Carrie Clevenger for your calm and life-saving actions. We thank heaven for little Cannon's safety and wish you both manifold joys of friendship and love in the years to come.
Save our planet. Studies show warming oceans driving Greenland ice loss, with melting of the country's massive ice sheet having more than doubled in the last decade. A study led by scientist Dr. Fiametta Stranio of Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts, USA, found that warmer waters coming into Greenland's fjords are eroding the foundation of their glaciers, causing them to descend more quickly into the ocean.
While such an effect is known in the Antarctic, this is the first time it has been indicated in Greenland as well. Senior research scientist Eric Renaud of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in the USA conducted a similarly timed study, which found that up to 75% of Greenland's ice loss was due to these warming waters. Climatologists have stated that the melting of Greenland's ice sheet could rise sea levels by 7 meters, which would cause low-lying coastal cities and deltas worldwide to vanish.
Thank you, Dr. Stranio, Renaud, and colleagues, for your work that shows more of the alarming effects of global warming. May we swiftly turn to eco-actions and kinder deeds to restore our Earth's balance.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has frequently spoken of the actions needed to alleviate our planetary crisis, again addressed the urgency of the situation during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
Everything is heating up so quickly. As we can see from the scientists' report on such alarming upheaval, such as rising sea levels and glacier melting. So we must work quickly to avoid such unwanted outcomes. And the most effective way, as I have mentioned, is the organic vegan diet, organic vegetable farming. This is also the fastest way to reverse the increased warming climate to prevent further damage and disaster. The more people who understand and change, the more chance our world will be saved in time.
Save our planet. The East Molly Research Center in the UK reports that climate change may force different fruit crops, since traditional apples and pears, for instance, may not survive warmer winters.
Save our planet. Over 15,000 Burundi people flee their homes to escape famine due to crops failing after several months of drought.
Save our planet. U.S.-based Conservation International identifies Sri Lanka as among the 25 most biodiverse countries with a tropical rainforest ecosystem that is unique throughout the world.
Save our planet. Despite the lack of definitive agreement in Copenhagen, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev states that we are all responsible for climate change and that his country intends to meet reduced emission goals.
Two of the stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
And we're both vegan.
We have a tip on sharing the word about the plant-based lifestyle.
Did you know that many dishes that are served are already vegan?
That's right. For instance, the sautéed vegetables, the lentil stews, the pasta and rice entrees you make could very well be free of animal products.
You can let your friends know that they probably eat a lot of vegan meals without even knowing it. so switching to a plant-based diet is easier than they may think.
Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our globe.
In world news, France donates 32 million euros to enhance the availability of clean water in Aulac or Vietnam. The French Development Agency is contributing the funds to support a program in the Mekong Delta in Aulac that has now entered into its second phase. It will involve up to 15 projects in which capital funds will be provided to local water supply companies. Through this endeavor, the number of urban dwellers able to access clean water will be brought to 85%. Our heartfelt gratitude, French Development Agency, for your care and generosity. May all Olesi citizens enjoy the grace of pure water, pristine air, and nutritious plant-based food.
In environmental news, India inaugurates a rice variety that does not require cooking. The Central Rice Research Institute in Orissa has introduced a type of rice which can be eaten after being soaked in water at room temperature for 45 minutes. Called Agandhi Bora, it is cultivated in cool climates. Congratulations and heaven bless you, Central Rice Research Institute, on this eco-friendly development. May we look to the wonderful plant-based world for a nutritious diet and sustainable planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, 35 writers advocate for the animal-free diet in a book released by the European Vegetarian Union. We'll go be alone with God for a short while, be back soon. More splendid news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, merry news for a happy world. In Veg News, 35 authors contribute to a book launched by the European Vegetarian Union. Utopia Today, Reality Tomorrow, A Vegetarian World is written by medical doctors, researchers, philosophers, writers and others who share their vision of a cruelty-free world. Mr. Renato Pichler, president of the European Vegetarian Union, stated, "The authors come from a variety of countries, cultural backgrounds and religions, but they all have one thing in common, the conviction that a more compassionate world is not only possible, but inevitable if humanity is to prosper." Bravo, all contributors to Utopia Today, Reality Tomorrow, A Vegetarian World, Mr. Renato Pichler and the European Vegetarian Union. God bless your noble endeavors. May your book encourage many individuals to adopt the earth-sustaining diet of kindness.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Jamaican patois entitled Wedding Ring.
In the party, one woman said to another, "I wear you, wear you my ring upon the wrong finger?" The other answer, "Yes, me is, me married to the wrong man."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you, Supreme Master Chinhai, for all the good work that you are doing. We in Nigeria are receiving the message. I'm trying all my best to inform others to be vegetarian and go green. I have been a vegetarian myself for 8 months. Since I was a child, I have hated killing animals. I will need some words of encouragement on how to maintain my faith. Fidelis from Nigeria.
Greetings, Fidelis. We appreciate your lovely note. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you. Beautiful Fidelis, it is great news that you are vegetarian and sharing information with others about the plant-based diet. Knowing the survival of our planet depends on each individual transitioning to the earth-saving vegan diet gives us faith. Let us together keep trying our best to inform people of these urgent facts. Blessings of the Providence to you and all my love. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life shine with inner peace and beauty.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Thousands of Mexican citizens gather in the nation's capital to welcome visiting Bolivian President Evo Morales for his first official visit to the country.
Member of the Yemeni Shia Houthi group released two more Saudi soldiers as part of a recently negotiated truce agreement.
A team of 9 German doctors arrive in West Bank, Palestine to perform specialized surgeries for people in need.
In her meeting with Guatemalan President Alvaro Calom, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton proposes new bilateral cooperation projects in areas such as rural development, agriculture, and others.
Following a successful meeting with Fatah party leaders, Secretary General Mohammed Awad of the Hamas government in Gaza, Palestine, affirms his party's readiness for complete reconciliation.
Argentine Foreign Minister Jorge Tayana affirms his country's pursuit through diplomacy to resolve a territorial matter with the United Kingdom over the Falkland Islands, also known as the Malvinas.
The U.S. National Farm to School Program encourages school children to eat more fresh produce by providing health information in the classroom, field trips to local farms, and vegetable growing in a school garden.
His Highness Sultan bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud, Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, donates $5.3 million to help orphans and people with disabilities in Yemen.
During the 11th Cuba-Mexico interparliamentary meeting, Cuban and Mexican lawmakers discuss improving relations in different fields such as health, education, migration, trade, culture, science, technology, environment, tourism, and others.
The government of Sudan signs an agreement with the Darfur-based Justice and Equality Movement, or JEM, that includes clemency for 100 JEM inmates, as well as an immediate ceasefire with permanent peace talks planned.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.